All right. Welcome, Education Matters podcast fans. It's nice to have you joining us again. We got a fun one today. We're recording this on a Friday afternoon in Minneapolis. It's 70 degrees outside and all is right with the world. A fun conversation with Beth Koenig, our new dean of the School of Public Service Leadership here at Capella. We have a lot of opportunity to do some really cool things with that school, and Beth is just getting started and putting her vision together and bringing her team together around a lot of cool ideas. So this is the first start of the conversation with her. We'll just get to know her a little bit, and she and I are both from Nebraska, so we have a little bit of conversation around that, and we both like music, and we're talking about kind of the early stages of how she's thinking about what she wants to do with that school. So I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. I really enjoyed talking to Beth, and this is going to be the first of several conversations we're going to do with her, so enjoy. All right, Beth, good afternoon. For our listeners, we're here at 4 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, and Beth is already punchy, so just watch out.
That's true. Here it comes.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. This will be installment number one, and we're just going to have a conversation about what brought you to Capella, and then we'll have a conversation installment number two in a month or so about where we're headed in the school.
That sounds fantastic.
Cool. So I think the most important thing that our listeners want to know, I keep getting all this listener feedback saying, Mike, we want you to talk more about Nebraska, where you're from. And part of the reason that you're a guest here is because you, too, are from Nebraska.
I am born and raised, proud of it. In Nebraska, we say we like to bleed red. It's very true.
That's right. You're from Hebron, which I had always thought was Hebron.
Well, if you are in the Middle East, like my spouse is from, he is from Hebron. Yes.
You're kidding.
I am not. He is from the original Hebron district. We met getting off a bus in Bethlehem, the original Bethlehem, and I'm from Hebron, Nebraska.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Well, where was your wedding?
It was in Ramsey County at the Justice of Peace.
Okay. So just casual conversation. Tell us about your background. What brought you to Capella? Well, first, after a wonderful childhood in Hebron.
That's right.
Where did you go from there?
Well, actually, I came to St. Paul, Minnesota. So I came to what was at that point in time the College of St. Catherine to go to college. Loved my experience there and loved St. Paul and decided to stay. So was in St. Paul for probably, 17, 18 years, maybe almost 20. Worked here, had friends, community, everything here, and then decided to take a new position out at a university out east in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So made the move. And then the Midwest was calling my name.
Yeah.
I couldn't deny it. You know, once you
can take that same feeling.
That's right. You can take the girl out of the Midwest, but you can't take the Midwest out of the girl. So
it's something about the central time zone.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And that longer light in the summertime. So we made the trek back, and Capella was the reason we did it. And I was so thrilled to be invited to come to Capella.
Good. I know that you're currently going through the process of kind of reimagining the School for Public Service Leadership, and you have a big retreat next week, you just told me. But talk about the potential for that school, and talk about why the dean role was appealing to you.
Well, I think for a number of reasons. The first is my background is a little bit diverse. So I have a background in speech communication, music, opera performance, law, and public policy and administration. So I have worked in research and sponsored programs as well as government relations and have very much enjoyed the work that I've done in those arenas. I saw a unique possibility here at Capella, and in part, I very much appreciated the competency-based learning approach that we take. I heard at that point in time nothing but very good and solid things about the institution. Since coming here, I've been able to actually ascertain that those are actually true. We've got fantastic faculty. I just got back from a residency out in California, and our students are wonderful. And I am thrilled to be able to be working with this particular population in terms of public service.
We share a little bit of government relations background.
We do.
Talk about what you've done in that space a little bit.
So I was actually the director of government relations for St. Catherine University. It was College of St. Catherine, now St. Catherine University. In that position for about 3 or 4 years. During that time, spent a great deal of time out in D.C., but also here in the Twin Cities, and worked specifically to try to improve everything from nursing and healthcare opportunities to STEM elementary education.
Yep. In the course of that time, what policymakers were the most compelling to you? So, I mean, there's this dynamic in government relations, right, where a lot of times you're trying to educate a lawmaker who is maybe not that familiar with your issues, and it's an education process, and then you engage engage with someone, and I won't get partisan, but you engage with someone and they get it,
yeah,
right? And they know what's going on. And those are the when it gets really exciting. Mm-hmm. Were there any lawmakers like that that you worked with?
I have to say, I have to be really honest, this speaks, I think, highly of the Minnesota delegation in general. They were all like that. Mm-hmm. I did not encounter one person. And, you know, sometimes things sell themselves, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be working on a couple of projects that were like that. I will say Representative Betty McCollum's office was fantastic, though, in terms of nursing support and understanding nursing education and research. But I also want to throw out, again, Al Franken's office, but the rest of the delegation entirely, because staffers came together. Everybody was interested in better understanding how we can really move things forward as a society if we're working together to do that. And so when you're talking about things like education for our children, so on and so forth, some of those areas are able to kind of,
yep,
you know, help sell themselves.
Now let's talk about this opera.
Yes, all right.
Now, what is that about?
So as an undergrad, I have always had a background in music, love music. When I went to St. Kate's, I actually thought I was going to be a music major. Ended up with just two courses, I think, shy of the full major. And so it's a minor plus, 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 plus.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the, what we call the super duper seniors.
Okay.
So it's something I love to sing. I had a fantastic vocal coach, toured Eastern Europe when I was in that capacity, sung all around the Twin Cities, but it wasn't just opera. So was in part of a jazz and a blues group for a while that I loved.
Huh.
Kind of missed that, actually, yeah, on a regular basis. And then also did a lot of liturgical music work, especially in the Twin Cities.
What are you listening to right now?
Well, if I had to actually pull up my iPad,
yeah,
or my iPod, I should say, on the way in, I was doing a little Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, what Bruce?
Actually, his most recent album, which I'm drawing the blank on, is it Wrecking Ball? The song I was listening to is The Hunter of Invisible Game.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. It's the one he did with Tom Morello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on the title, but yeah. Great song, by the way.
It's got the live version of Ghost of Tom Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. How did you get into music? From Hebron.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, probably, you know, like how a lot of people do, my parents were both into music. My dad has a fantastic voice, sings really well. My mother doesn't carry a tune as well, but has the most impeccable rhythm. She was an exhibition dancer back in the day for Fred Astaire Studios.
Whoa.
Yes. And so you put both of those things together and you get some decent
genes.
Out
in the house all the time.
That's right.
What did your folks do in Hebron?
My dad was a criminal defense attorney. And yes, and my mother was fortunate enough to stay home with us for a certain amount of time and then went back. She's also a teacher.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You get back for Husker football games ever?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when the Huskers come and play the Gophers this year.
At the quaint little stadium.
At the quaint, tiny little TCF Bank Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very nice, and which turns red when the Huskers show
up. It does.
Will you be there in your red gear?
I will be there in red, white, and black. We sport all the colors equally.
We'll have to sit next to each other.
Absolutely.
So you've been here for how long now? Month?
Plus. 2 months.
2 months.
Literally 2 months.
It's early on, but what are your best days, what makes them a good day?
Actually, every day is like this. And I'll give you a perfect example because it happened this morning. So for anybody who knows me, I am not a morning person. I'm a late night. I would have been the perfect third shift nurse because okay, I am just not, you know, if it's before 9 a.m., don't really ask me any questions. But what I will say is that I woke up this morning, no alarm clock, because I was so excited to get here to the office to find out what the rest of my team had to say about an agenda that I sent out the night before. Because as you mentioned, we have this retreat coming up next week. And everybody is just psyched. We're just pumped up. We have the best energy for this. And we're going to go in and do a great deal of re-envisioning for the school in really positive ways. So we're excited about it.
Well, that's good. That gets me pumped.
That's right.
All right. So this is part one. After the re-envisioning, after you guys are putting points on the board with that, we'll have a second conversation.
Definitely.
And check in and see what you guys are doing. We'll talk about music. Talk about Nebraska. Just like my listeners wanted. And we'll talk about the School of Public Service Leadership.
That sounds fantastic.
Right. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.